Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside the Fieldhouse at TCO Performance Center with a sheet that has your questions. Thanks for sending them in. Now let's get to work. Question number one comes from Christian. Now that we have signed Kirk Cousins, are we going to be able to afford to keep Diggs, Hunter, Barr, and Kendricks? And don't forget about Trey Waynes, the Vikings cornerback, really stepped up last season, and he looks like he's going to be a member of the core of this defense. The Vikings have been cap responsible every step of the way under Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski. They're not going to stop doing that. Now, yes, the Vikings gave a lot of money to Cousins, and that might pull away from some parts of the roster, but the core of this team is going to stay intact. The Vikings' window is wide open. Question number two comes from Jeff in Sacramento, California. Kirk Cousins played in a classic NFL division rivalry with the Redskins versus Cowboys. Do you get the sense he understands our rivalries? Absolutely. Also remember, Kirk Cousins grew up in Michigan, so he's familiar with the NFC North, and he went to Michigan State, so he had a big rivalry in college as well with the University of Michigan. Cousins is perceptive and smart. He understands what Packer Week means around here. The next question comes from Demarius. Do you think we will still draft a quarterback for the future to develop behind Cousins? I would have said for sure before the Vikings finalized their trade for Trevor Siemian from the Denver Broncos. He's going to be the backup, but it's still possible the Vikings dip into the quarterback market once they get to the draft. I don't expect it'll happen until the middle or late stages, though. The next question comes from Mike in South Dakota. What are your thoughts on free agency, and is this team much better due to these new Vikings? Well, if you look at NFL.com's list of free agents before it started, the Vikings got the number one free agent in Kirk Cousins and the number six free agent in defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson. So from that standpoint, on paper, the Vikings definitely got better. The most important position in the game is quarterback, and the Vikings got a good one. And Mike Zimmer loves a penetrating, disruptive three technique, and that's what Richardson is. So the Vikings did a great job in free agency. Can't wait to see how they supplement the roster in the draft next month. Garrett has the next question. What will the Vikings do at the nickel corner spot? Another important point in Mike Zimmer's defense, that inside corner. I think the Vikings will wait to see if Terrence Newman comes back. Mike Zimmer and Jerry Gray and George Edwards will keep working on Mackenzie Alexander, the young corner from Clemson who keeps developing. And don't be surprised if the Vikings add a corner or two via free agency, the draft, or undrafted free agency. Mike Zimmer is a guru at this spot, so you can never give him too many young players. The final question comes from Mike in San Antonio. Is the offensive line the position we focus our first round attention to? Any linemen jump out at you on film? Well, it's certainly reasonable to look at the offensive line as the next spot for the Vikings to improve this offseason, and I think the draft is going to be the best place to do it. From what we can tell, this is a pretty good class of offensive linemen in the draft. And here's the even better news. The Vikings can do guard or tackle when it comes to the draft. They're not going to be pigeonholed into just one position. That's going to allow them to take the best player on the board. Offensive line, not the only spot they'll be looking, though, when it comes to the draft. The Vikings looking to add talent and depth up and down the roster. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. Until then, though, stay tuned to Vikings.com. Something really cool is up there right now. Go behind the scenes and get a look at Kirk Cousins' first day as a member of the Vikings. We were with him every step of the way, and we got lots of cool stuff from him, so make sure you go and check that out. See you next time.